The landscape of sports entertainment is changing. Professional wrestling is bigger than it's ever been. From local high school wrestling to college wrestling, all the way to WWE, it's time to unleash your inner wrestling fan. You're listening to the Wrestleholics Podcast on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM. Here are your hosts, Drew, DC Hendricks, and Manny T.
What's up, everybody? This is the Wrestleholics Podcast. I'm Drew.
Manny T.
DC Hendricks.
Hey.
So we just cut out the whole entrance?
I think so. But wait, hold on real quick. We're coming to you live from 1380 The Fan, bringing you all the latest from professional wrestling. Before we dive in, make sure to follow and subscribe to all social media platforms. Stay locked into exclusive content, updates, and behind-the-scenes talks.
And that is 1380 The Fan AM and 100.9 FM.
Boom. I really got to add that.
Boom.
In, man,
yeah, you do.
Boom.
Boom.
All right, man. So, Manny, so do we need to talk about this real quick? Wait, what are you about to do? I see your thumb is up. Bro, what are you doing? No,
what's the thumb?
I know what the thumb is. That's what's
this 3-minute warning with Eric Bischoff. Remember we used to.
No.
Should I do it?
No.
Should I do it?
Is this evolution?
No, let him do it because I want you to be mad at it, DC. Okay.
No, I ain't gonna do it.
Okay. No, he went to Adam Cole.
Boom.
Oh my God. This dude is annoying. So I know y'all probably
been. I believe in Joe Hendry.
Oh, no.
He just remixed it.
No. No. I'm about to go back to St. Louis.
But DC, I see you were angry at, well, no, Manny, my bad. You were angry at the, you feel like it was taken away from you or?
I'm glad it came back. All right.
Man, we on a new leaf. We took a break last week, man.
Yeah. Someone went to Backlash, got press conference, even got to ask a question.
Man.
Why don't you speak on that, DC Hendricks?
DC.
Yeah, it was a good time, y'all. I got to go to Backlash in St. Louis, visit some family. And, yeah, it was a good trip. It was much better than the Royal Rumble. I will say that. The Royal Rumble trip was great in Indianapolis, but the one in St. Louis for Backlash was a lot more enjoyable. As I mentioned, you know, we got the media pass, Wrestleholics in the building, Body Slam in the building. Uh-huh. And, it was a good time, man. I got to actually talk to the communications department, Greg Domino. Yeah. Shout out Greg, my boy.
Shout out
Greg Domino. And got to actually talk to him in person, so got to mingle with him, a lot of different media people, Chris Van Fleet, got to talk to him, finally. He's going to be coming on the pod soon, so let's go ahead and book that.
Plug.
Super cool dude. So yeah, got to mingle with a lot of media people, got to go to the press conference, which was awesome. So we're not allowed to record backstage. So that was the best part, to be honest.
I was kind of sad.
Yeah, that... Honestly, being backstage was the coolest part.
Did you notice how he mentioned everyone he got to talk to, but he glossed over one other person?
What was that?
You just going to leave out. You know, you got to speak with Mona, too.
Oh, yeah. We got to talk to Mona, Queen of the Ring, two great other wrestling podcasters and streamers that I'm big fans of. Got to talk to them. My boy is Zach Herden from Sports Illustrated. Shout out my boy Cass, Body Slam. Just a couple shout outs. But yeah, got to mingle with them. But the most fun was backstage, man. That was super cool. Got to see all the wrestlers back there. Like I said, we're not allowed to record though, but that was by far my favorite part, was being backstage.
No, my only thing I was going to say was, like, those one of those moments where I was like extremely happy for you in those moments. I think I spoke to, Clarence about it earlier. I was like, yeah, I was real happy that he was there. He's like, man, that's dope about y'all. I was like, oh, what's up? He's like, that y'all happy that the other man is there and, like, it's not all of y'all. I was like, no, it's like, hey, one of us there, that means all of us is there.
That's right.
Like, it's been 2 years that, like, to even be at this point, man, it's definitely a dope accomplishment. I don't care about how small it is. It's just like, yeah, this is really dope for us to finally be in these type of rooms.
Finally.
Oh, yeah.
I got to see R-Truth get put through a table.
Man.
You know how hard it was not to laugh for that? Like, we had to, because it's a real storyline, right? So this is like live television. This is part of the show.
Right.
So, like, we're not allowed to, like, react in a way. Like, I wanted to laugh. I'm not going to lie. I wanted to bust out laughing because it was just so funny to me. Like,
oh, my God.
Bro, God.
My man's got put through a table by his idol.
That's good. So that's good. So I got to hear that from him first. So if I end up going, I don't go, oh!
Because Drew would be the one to make the loudest sound. Like, yeah,
let's go!
Yeah, like, right, I was just following everyone else's lead because they've been there before. They've done it, so they know how to act. So when everyone else was just kind of silent, letting it happen, I was like, all right, that's kind of what I thought. But I'll just be cool.
And see, that's what's great is my biggest takeaway is you were there. So now, you know, when I go, I know, you know, okay, I'm going to watch the people around me to know how they react.
Yeah.
That way I ain't pulling a Drew and, you know, acting a fool when some gets put through a table.
I ain't gonna lie, y'all. It was a good trip. I got to ask Jacob Fatu a question at the press conference. Gave me a great answer.
What was that like?
I was nervous. I'm not gonna lie. Like, real quick, okay? I'll try to make this quick as possible. So I was nervous because everyone raised their hand to ask a question. I'm in the back row, or third to last row. So I wasn't expecting to get it. So Greg Domino, again, shout out. Bro, as soon as I raised my hand. So he's on the side when they're in the press conference. He's orchestrating who asks the questions. The second I raise my hand, he's like, DC, you got a question? I'm like, looking around. And
oh, wide-eyed?
I'm like, yeah, I got one. And so this lady, she has the microphone. So she's running around to all the people to ask the questions. And she comes and sits next. Not going to lie. So I got a little nervous a little bit
before
I asked it. But, like, it came out good. I was like, you know, so what's next? You know, your first successful title defense, you know, was, you know, kind of go playing off of Solo and Jeff Cobb, who, J.C. Mateo, my bad.
Whoa.
My bad. J.C. Mateo's his name.
I still know him as the Monster Matanza.
That's so. Right.
Exactly.
Shout out.
But playing off that, I just asked him, you know, what's next for you? He's like, you know. Still feeling the emotions a little bit. Y'all gonna have to wait and see what's next, man. I'm still kind of reacting to it. So I was a little nervous at first, but
so something funny about that interview after you asked the question, I started hearing like the mic and stuff, and the first thing I thought was I know he did it. Like I thought you ended up like knocking something down.
Nah.
I was like, I know he did, but I was like, no, that sounded like that was all on WWE.
Clumsy.
Yeah, she had the mic turned up too loud, but yeah, it was good time. And I got to meet a lot of people backstage. Got to meet Dominic Mysterio. John Cena.
What was it like to be in the presence of the reincarnate Eddie Guerrero?
My goodness. Aura. If anybody has aura, it's Dominic Mysterio.
Three for three.
Not going to lie. Dominic got all the aura. It was a good time, yo. I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to sit here and sugarcoat it. It was much more enjoyable than the Royal Rumble and being able to like actually mingle with the wrestlers, talk to them. It was a great time. The only people I didn't get to meet that was part of the show was Becky Lynch and Drew McIntyre. I literally got to meet everyone else.
Oh, that's dope, man. I said, I'm real happy for you. I'm glad you got to experience that. Get to have Quincy with you for that weekend.
So he got to sit with my dad because I couldn't take him up to the press box.
Oh, yeah.
So he was sitting, and my dad is like now a fan.
Oh, get out of here.
I'm dead serious. So my dad is a fan of wrestling now.
Get out of here.
Dead serious. So my dad has been talking about this show ever since.
Really?
Dead serious. In fact, he wants to go to Midwest Wrestling Combat Show.
No way.
I am dead serious. My dad asked to come to that next show.
Oh, he got a whole camera
now. That's in August. Plug.
The one in Troy. Oh,
he's going to the Troy one?
He wants to go to the Troy one.
June 7th, Troy,
he's down
Troy,
to ride 2 hours to go to that show.
Yeah. See, I might have to let Manny, he might have to go. Man.
Hey, shameless plug, Midwest Wrestling Combat, June 7th, Warpath, Troy, Ohio, 7 o'clock bell time. Hey, I might have to ditch you, bro.
Dang.
Come on. Yeah. Come on.
All you're talking to me, I'm like, I can't go.
Imagine.
Yeah, I know you can.
So have you seen who Brandon Barreto's fighting?
No.
Ashton Adonis.
Card is stacked.
Ooh. Yeah, this card is stacked. I mean, my boys over at Midwest Wrestling Combat are putting together a card that's going to top the first two cards that they have put together.
Yeah,
granted, the first card are our, I can say that now because I'm part of their group.
That's right.
Our inaugural show, you know, formerly known as Main Event Wrestling.
Oh, my God.
And then we had Midwest Wrestling Combat Retribution at the Fort where, you know, unfortunately, Jacob Braun and his cheating ways took an L.
Yes,
which
sir.
I don't think he chose the right pass slapping Cecil Donovan because that is a big man.
Yep. Yo.
Or Donovan Cecil, sorry.
So now they face each other.
No, did y'all see the edit I had?
Fire.
So first off, him getting tossed, I said I did not know it was going to look like that when I made the video.
Beautiful.
It was, but I was like, Jesus. Yo, shout out to Jacob for taking that bump.
Yeah, that was, he got some height on that.
Yeah, I was like, oh, God.
Yeah, so Manny, if you go, you can roll because my dad, I'm going to buy his ticket. He wants to go. So
I got to talk to Voice One for that. He's already contracted me to do something else.
We got
to
ask the boss.
Yeah, plus Voice 2B wants to go, so I have to run it by her too.
Okay.
Who the heck is 2B?
Yeah, we got too many numbers.
The heir to the Talamantes throne, that is Ava Cruz Talamantes.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Oh.
Midwest Wrestling Combat, yeah. Troy, Ohio, yep. June 7th. Yep. Plug out Alexander S. Kirk, Anthony, yep. Toatelle,
yep.
Eric, the History Maker, Surge, mm-hmm. my boy Jacob Braun. Mind you, him and Drew got some heat after that last interview.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, Jacob got CB.
Yep. Drew might have to have a match with him.
My boy Saucy Josh Morris is taking on Cody Lee.
Okay.
Yep.
Oh.
Whoa. Hold on. Yeah,
I know the man, he heard that.
Yeah. I know you ain't got nothing on the sauciest of them all.
Yeah, we'll see.
And then we've got a guest appearance by the president of the United States, of Jeremy Hadley.
There we go.
Jeremy Hadley.
Anyways.
Now
Drew,
we're talking.
What you been on lately? How you been?
Man, I've been cool, man. I mean,
this guy leaving me in the cold for Jeremy Hadley and the Den.
Let's go.
Yeah, that was crazy. He really left you on the Den.
Yeah, it's all good.
I mean, they some big guys.
Yeah, man.
I ain't gonna lie.
They would have beat me.
I ain't gonna lie. You on your own. But yeah, it's very excited for that show too. I'm going. So I'm gonna try to bring the pops who also asked me to go, who's a wrestling fan now. I'm dead serious. So my dad has been talking about that show ever since. That was my dad's first ever pay-per-view. He's been to wrestling shows. He's been like the house shows in Fort Wayne. But like that pay-per-view, he was so into it. Like so Quincy recorded some on his phone. And my dad, so everyone's cheering for Randy Orton, obviously, his hometown of St. Louis. My dad's in the video. Get up, Cena. Get up,
oh,
Cena.
My oh, my God.
Yeah.
Bro, I was laughing so hard. I've never heard my dad do that, bro. I've never. Ever.
Say, get up, Cena.
I've never heard my dad get into a wrestling show like that. So that was awesome. That, you know what? That honestly is what made the trip even better. Press conference, all that stuff is cool, but they made a new fan, and that's what it's all about, right?
No,
it's reaching new people.
It goes to prove that the energy that a live show can bring can change anyone. I mean, you can hear it from celebrities to everyday people.
Yeah.
They go to one show. I mean, look at Vanessa Hudgens.
Yeah.
Look at
McCulkin.
What's his name?
Yeah, Home Alone.
No, the Knicks guy that got beaten overtime by my boy Halliburton.
Wait, time out, bro. We got to bring that
Brunson?
Up.
Brunson.
Ow. Yeah, Jalen Brunson became a fan.
I got to get on FanDuel also.
Yeah, hold on.
Mention that.
You know, Jalen Brunson, Tyrese Halliburton.
This is Pacers country anyway, so we good.
Yeah, OT win, baby.
Yeah.
But, you know, it speaks volumes to the energy that our crowds bring. And I say our crowds because we're part of that.
Yes, 100%.
And we can change on a dime.
We can bring in new people.
Yeah,
we welcome them. That was another thing my dad said. He was like, you know, it wasn't like anyone was rowdy or like disrespectful or anything. He said everyone was there to have a good time, and that's what made him a fan. So it was a good time, y'all. I know we got a lot to get to, so I don't want to spend too much time on it, but it was a good time at Backlash. But the big thing we do got to talk about, while Backlash was fun to be in person, overall, pay-per-view wasn't that great.
Flat?
No, it
was kind of flat. Being there in person was cool, but if I was watching it on TV, I probably would have been like, this is whack.
It took me probably about a whole week, to be honest, which I usually, after a pay-per-view, if I didn't watch it, I'll watch it the whole next day.
Yeah.
But when I seen little clips and stuff, I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be too interested, but like, oh, I have to watch this.
Mm-hmm.
It took me about a week to watch everything, and then I couldn't even really watch the whole show. I had to watch highlights at times to get, like, a good analyst from it.
So I really can't speak much on Backlash because I only watched the highlights on YouTube.
Yeah.
Because that's how disconnected I was from this PLE. I mean, you guys know I'm a diehard Randy Orton fan, and I still, you know, I just watched the highlights of that match because I can't get behind the whole John Cena heel thing because I don't know.
It was hitting at first, and it kind of got away from it. I think The Rock was a big part of that. But, like, I think we've talked about it before. I think there's an even bigger issue with the company right now that I think we need to discuss.
Ooh.
We'll do that. We'll be right back on the show. This is WrestleHolics Podcast on 1380 The Fan and 100.9 FM.
Right now, the forgotten poor are waiting for healing and care, for life-saving medical care, for a chance to live with dignity and hope. They are waiting for Mercy Ships and you. Mercy Ships is the largest floating civilian hospital in the world, with volunteer medical staff and crew who donate their time to save lives. And now, as our newest state-of-the-art hospital ship sets sail, Mercy Ships will double our ability to reach children and adults who need us now.
Without the work of Mercy Ships, these patients don't have another option.
Mercy Ships is answering the call to serve suffering people who have nowhere else to turn. Together, we are going to some of the world's most desperate places and bringing a wave of hope and healing to those who need it most. To learn more about this wave of hope, go to mercyships.org today.
Donors choose. Support a classroom.
Build a future.
Did you know that every year, public school teachers spend nearly $500 of their own money for student supplies? Let's do the math. That comes out to over $1.2 billion a year. And that's just not right. At Donors Choose, we want students and teachers to have the tools they need for a great education. And now, more than ever, they need your help. Here's what you can do. Go to DonorsChoose.org and choose from teachers' requests that support reading, math, science, history, and more. Once a request is funded, we'll take care of shipping everything directly to the teacher. It's that easy. You'll receive thank you letters and photos from students and teachers and a report of how every dollar was spent. Teachers' needs have never been greater. Learn more at DonorsChoose.org. Donors Choose. Support a classroom.
Build a future.
Today, young adults face big questions about their future. How will you make your mark? Do you want to be part of something bigger than yourself? Are you ready to learn new skills and make new friendships? Perhaps you have a dream that you're ready to make real. So, how will you make a mark with your future? As you embark on a journey toward finding these answers, the military can serve as a resource for providing help, information, and opportunities. A public service message from the Department of Defense. To learn more, visit todaysmilitary.com.
For more than a century, AM radio has evolved to meet the needs of our community. In their car, at home, or on the job, more than 80 million listeners depend on AM radio each month. AM radio is also the backbone of the emergency alert system, which keeps us safe in dangerous times. It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters. Tuning into the baseball game, monitoring the incoming storm, catching your favorite talk show. These are just a few of the reasons more than 80 million Americans depend on AM radio each month. And did you know AM radio is the backbone of the emergency alert system, keeping us safe in dangerous times? It's reliable, free, and public safety depends on it. Text AM to 52886 and tell Congress we need AM radio in cars. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
I'll trust water bottles and a flashlight to save the day, but I'll be proved wrong.
With a tornado approaching, I'll realize that I lack a wheelchair-accessible shelter.
When the floodwaters rise, I'll be up in the attic with 20 cans of beans. It's a recipe for disaster.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
If you served honorably in our nation's armed forces and you're looking for a way to continue serving your fellow veterans in your community, then join AMVETS. Each year, AMVETS members volunteer millions of hours at VA healthcare facilities from coast to coast, helping to improve the lives of their fellow veterans through the VA Voluntary Services Program. AMVETS posts and departments also participate in a wide variety of community service projects, ranging from Americanism in our schools to supporting the Special Olympics and Boy Scouts of America. If you no longer wear the uniform today, you can still serve through the AMVETS by joining today at AMVETS.org.
We tend not to think about right now. But right now in front of us is victory over cancer. Right now, cancer research funded by the V Foundation is leading to better treatments and saving lives. When you give to the V Foundation, 100% of your donation goes directly to game-changing cancer research. Victory over cancer is there for the taking by you. Donate at V.org because today's cancer research is tomorrow's victory.
Don't give up. Don't ever give up.
You're listening to the WrestleHolics Podcast on 1380 The Fan at 100.9 FM.
All right, we are back with the WrestleHolics Podcast.
Hey, so y'all ready to go broke at WrestleMania 42? Or you guys just want to stay at home and
if
kick
it's
it?
It's in Indianapolis.
Right? No, that was the New Orleans one.
Yeah.
They were going back to New Orleans again, and then all of a sudden, no, we going back to Vegas.
I'm not going to lie. Yep. So we all know if you're a friend with me or whatever, I'm a big fan of Vegas. Mm-hmm. But hearing that WrestleMania is going to be back in Vegas, that really just killed me. Unless I make a trip just strictly for it. For that? Media. No, I can't.
That's annual Vegas trip right there, you know.
Yeah, like, so let's be, I mean.
Which, even if you get media, you still got to, like, pay your way there. You got to pay for a place.
I mean, listen to what Dave said. Dave said even he was, like, out of his pocket a lot more than he wants to be.
Yep.
Bro, I think I just keep, like, so once again, like we said, I'm a big fan of Vegas. So I know what, like, somewhat how to budget. Mm-hmm. And I feel like being there for a WrestleMania weekend, you got to budget yourself two or maybe three times that.
You might as well refinance your house.
Oh, no, for real. Like, ticket-wise, I'm like, I'm not trying to be in the nosebleed. So my biggest thing is like, hey, I got to be in media.
Right. I mean, if I'm going to be staring at a Jumbotron because I'm so high up, I might as well go to like Dre's or go
out there.
That's, bingo.
That's I'm going to keep it 100. Like, when you get media, that's where you're at. It's press box. Like, you're up there. But at least you get free food.
Yeah, so I'll be cool with
that's
that.
Cool, because I don't got to pay for a ticket.
Yeah.
But, I mean.
And you don't got to pay for a ticket.
No, I'll be cool with that, like 100%. Yeah. But it's just like, why are y'all taking this to the most expensive place? Mm-hmm.
I can tell you why.
Because everybody's going.
You guys want to know why?
What's up?
Because it is the combat mecca of the world.
Yep.
And saying that, you have to understand who else TKO owns?
Yep.
And that is the UFC.
Yep.
Where do the UFC's biggest fights happen? Where is International Fight Week held?
Las Vegas.
Mm-hmm. What is the complex called that NXT is possibly moving to?
Yep.
The Apex, which is held by the UFC.
Yep.
So who is taking over the WWE, really? Is it TKO or is it the UFC?
Yeah.
I want to see like the UFC, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
It sucks to see it like this. It even sucks like, I feel like I'm discrediting Mr. McMahon, but it's like, dang, y'all really kind of making him look good right now.
They really are. Because he kept the company from TKO for so long. And then when he knew he was on the outs, he's like, all right, I'll sell it to him.
And then I did low-key hear some rumors that there could be a chance in the near future of him buying it back. And I'm just like, I don't know if I want that, though.
Right.
Can he afford it?
I don't think
because TKO is going to drive that price up so high.
Yeah.
Because they know what they have. It's a commodity. It's not a fad. It's not a here now, see you later. You know.
Unless he gets some big time investors. Yeah, I don't see him.
What is he going to do? Go after the Saudis and try to get them to invest finally?
Hey, man, he'll have to put out his whole net worth.
Yep.
The crazy part is like, you know, and we talked about it before, you know, I think a couple weeks ago. We talked about where TKO was heading and where WWE was heading with the ticket prices. And it's like, the problem is people are still going to pay for them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You still got people that are going to pay those ticket prices. You still got people that are going to go. So
green shirt guy.
That's all they're worried about. From a business standpoint, look, if we can go ahead and jack these prices up and make billions of dollars, we can do it again. We can run it back next year.
I feel like y'all taking a lot away, though.
Oh, I agree.
Oh, yeah.
100%. But it's like, I don't even think, ticket prices aside, I think it's hurting the product more than they want to admit. While there are some things to enjoy right now with WWE. Right. Like I am enjoying Seth Rollins and Paul Heyman and their new faction. I'm enjoying that.
Oh, yeah.
It's great. OK. I'm not enjoying John Cena.
Exactly.
So I'm just not
outside of.
And he's supposed to be the face right now.
Yeah. Outside of Seth Rollins and the new faction. What top storylines can you name?
There is none.
I'll give you a second. I'll do the old do.
Yeah, no, we don't got to.
It's becoming less about quality
and more about quantity.
Yes, it's more about how much money can we make and less about the actual product that they're putting out. It's becoming a moneymaker. That's all it is.
To double back, how many UFC events do we have a month?
Probably about two.
Bingo. Two, three. You didn't even got to say. All you had to do is say. Psst. That's it. UFC will pump out a fight night, a Saturday night fight night, a contender series, and a UFC big event all in 1 week. So you got six fights.
That's why we got multiple Saturday night main events this year.
I think I said this before on a recording. I don't like the two-day SummerSlam.
Nope. Not at all. Like, SummerSlam is a one-day event.
So when they made that up, I was like, wait, y'all really seeming money hungry
more
now.
More money.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, this shouldn't be a two-day event. This should just be a WrestleMania should only be a two-day event.
People are going to pay for it.
They've seen it work with WrestleMania. Sucks.
So I feel like when numbers go down, they're going to be like, oh, well, it's because we made a two-day event. We all knew y'all shouldn't have made that a two-day event.
Yep.
Because SummerSlam, I mean, yeah, it's a big event, but that's should be only a one-day event.
Yep. There's a reason it's coined as, you know, the summer's biggest party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Parties, I won't go all the way there, but parties usually don't last 2 days. Mm-hmm. Unless...
it happens. It's definitely happened before.
Yes.
Even saying like, all right, we get one being 2 day SummerSlam.
Yeah.
What you gonna do? 2 days Royal Rumble when the 2 day SummerSlam is going good? Yeah. No, like y'all doing this extra stuff for no reason.
More work for me.
I'm sorry. You see? I'm sorry. It just annoys me.
I got you. Yeah, 100%. I mean, it's like two. So WrestleNomics is the one that reported that WrestleMania 42 is no longer going to be in New Orleans like it was scheduled to be. Mm-hmm. And so now the rumors, they also reported that WWE, and it hasn't been announced yet officially. So this isn't official yet.
Speculation.
This is speculation.
Purely speculation.
So but it has been confirmed by Fightful. Sean Ross Sapp, who is a very credible source, has confirmed that people he's spoken to with WWE have said that it will be in Vegas again next year. And it's like...
Weren't we supposed to get it next year?
No, well, not necessarily.
Or was that 2 years?
And we have until 2030.
So. I really expected us to get it in 2 years. But then also with them taking it away from New Orleans, I'm like, well, hey.
Have you ever heard that, though? Like,
that's one of their biggest.
That's a big event.
Yeah.
And so, like.
No, that's never happened before.
Could you imagine if, like, the Super Bowl was just like, nah, we changed our mind. We're going to
imagine the revenue deficit that time.
Yeah, like, what if the NFL was like, nah, we're just kidding. We're not going to do it there anymore.
Yeah, are we going to do it?
Just kidding.
Psych.
Yeah, we're going to go somewhere else.
Like, let's be for real. I think the state, not the state, but the city of New Orleans, they're probably pissed right now. Because, why would y'all just... why would y'all just make that turnaround just like that? I know some people who heard about the announcement, they probably had it planned out. Like, yo, this is going to be my moment. Like, I get to finally go out here in my hometown. Now you just ripped that away from, like you said, the Super Bowl. Yeah.
So to play devil's advocate a little bit, I mean, a couple years ago, it was in New Orleans. So, I mean, how often does WWE do the same city that close, though? Mm-hmm. Maybe that played a factor in. Like I said, I'm playing devil's advocate.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe in, you know, takesy backsies and stuff like that. But, you know, to a business standpoint, you know, okay, we already gave this city, they're going to get it a second time in 5 years. How is that fair to everyone else? But then to that point, they're also going right back to Vegas, the fight capital of the world.
Yeah.
Quote unquote. That's the quote I was looking for. It's the fight capital of the world. Not the Mecca, because the Mecca is Madison Square Garden.
Mm-hmm.
But the fight capital of the world is Las Vegas. So you're, you know, I could understand it, but if it would be cool if they're like, okay, we're not going to go back to New Orleans. Let's try a new a new area, a new region that we haven't been to. Mm-hmm. I mean, when's the last time they've been to Arizona? When's the last time they've been to New Mexico?
Couldn't even tell you.
I mean, we won't mention the northern states like Montana and stuff like that, but...
It's like, so this brings up the question. So I've been seeing this a lot online. So during Triple H's run as the chief content officer for WWE, which has only been a couple years now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Is this his worst run? Is this his worst stretch right here?
By far.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like you're asking a lot of questions in this last year. Every PLE, every Monday Night Raw or SmackDown, you're asking a lot more questions than the usual. It's like last year we praised you for giving Cody that title. Now that you let Cody lose the title a year later, we're asking you a lot more questions about John Cena. Like, what was your plan now?
Mm-hmm. Was that even your plan?
Yeah, but like with The Rock even being involved, like, did you really want to do that? And that's why I kind of think that it sucks with him, Paul Levesque. I think it sucks with him being in this position because, like, all right, we're trying to figure out how much control do you really have.
As, yep.
And that's what kind of sucks. I'm like, bro, like, I want to watch this show and not make judgment calls. Mm-hmm. Like, when I was a kid, I was just watching this for the entertainment. I feel like now when I watch, I'm like, okay, who made this call? Or is this what y'all really wanted to do, like, weeks ago?
Right. Because, mm-hmm. I mean, think about it. TK, on the board of TKO, you got Ari Emanuel, right? Mm-hmm. And Ari Emanuel appointed someone on the board of TKO that he can basically translate what he's trying to say into quote-unquote wrestling terms, and that's within The Rock. Mm-hmm. So, you know, who's to say TKO's not controlling everything through a mediator, through a translator in The Rock, and The Rock is telling Triple H, hey, this is what they want. And it's actually, you know, the translation is going bad.
Sorry, we still don't know. I hate that we got to say this, yeah. We still don't know why John Cena and The Rock were together.
And not to mention, like,
Travis Scott.
So if... So, I mean, it's, I'm not even going to say if, because it is true. They already said it's not going to be in New Orleans. Remember, The Rock came out and announced the WrestleMania was going to be in New Orleans?
Yep.
So, like, that's one of his couple appearances that are completely irrelevant at this point.
Stop coming.
Oh, yeah, right?
I'm sorry. I got to say it.
Stop doing this.
Yeah.
We don't get it. We don't want it anymore, bro.
I get it. You get goosebumps. But right. No, well, bro.
We all get goosebumps.
Yeah, man. Yeah, bro.
Cold weather gives me goosebumps.
You get goosebumps and leave.
Right.
Like, bro, I'm sick of
Drew's
it.
Like, just stop coming.
I mean, and, no, and Drew is The Rock's biggest fan.
I know.
No, that's being for real, though. Stop coming. You mess it up. You got me mad at everything. I was like, bro, we still don't know why you came. Elimination Chamber was probably 4 or 5 months ago now, and we still wondering why you was there.
And he got so embarrassed because he messed up his throat cut.
I'm like, no, man.
Cut his lip and everything. Like, bro, what are you trying to do?
Peel his skin, man. Like, I'm sick of this dude. Right? I'm sorry, I'm big The Rock fan, but still.
He said, just don't come.
Yeah, bro, I'm like, you keep on messing up storylines.
So there are, like I said, man, like, without crashing too much on it, like I said, there's stuff about it that's enjoyable. Like, you know, like I said, I'm enjoying the Seth Rollins new faction that doesn't have a name yet.
Seth Rollins boys.
Yeah, right. It's like, that'd be great. I am enjoying
Seth
Becky,
and the Walrus.
I am enjoying Becky Lynch, Lyra Valkyria feud. It's very rare that you have a women's wrestling feud that works. It's really hard. It's really hard to do that.
Yep.
So that's working. I think long term, Io Sky and Rhea Ripley is going to be good. I think they're just kind of getting started with that. Rhea's probably going to end up getting the title eventually, so she can.
I was them, I'd let them revisit that a little bit later. I mean, I like it.
I think it's going to be soon. She's going to take the title.
She's owing everything against Io, so she's got to win.
I think she's going to win the Money in the Bank.
Hey, so real quick, T's and P's go out to my girl Zoe Stark. Horrible injury, man. Friday night, yeah. Man. You know, all the prayers, all the thoughts going out to you, positive vibes.
Yeah.
Speedy recovery.
Yep.
That was a vicious low drop kick that she hurt herself on.
It was. Thoughts out for Zoe Stark, for
very,
sure.
Very, very reminiscent of Alley Catch.
So it's like the women's division, I think they're doing pretty good right now. But I think across the board, it feels like they have kind of gotten away from their... Either they didn't have a plan when they gave, like John Cena, when they gave him the title, like either they didn't have a plan or they've had to pivot. Same thing with Jey Uso. It feels like, ooh. All right, so we got there. Now what do we do?
Let's touch on that real quick. So, to the viewers, you guys all know how big of a Jey Uso fan I am.
Mm-hmm.
You guys seen firsthand how big of a Jey Uso fan I am. I mean, from the day I started here, I said Jey Uso was the man in the bloodline. I'm not feeling this title run.
Really? I mean, I'm liking it. I'm not feeling that Logan Paul is the number one contender.
I'm not feeling that they keep giving him like these title matches with people that they don't build stories with.
Yeah.
Like, then they bring Gunther back. Like, okay, if you're gonna bring Gunther back and let him run it back, give me a full story. Mm-hmm. You know, don't sprinkle this. I mean, sucker punching him every time, every chance he gets. Mm-hmm. We all know Logan Paul's gonna lose.
At least we hope.
Yeah, build a storyline, though, with it. Build a storyline with Logan Paul. Logan Paul has not had a solid storyline. Name a storyline that Logan Paul's had that has intrigued you guys.
I mean, none, I'll be honest.
There's one, which one? That I can't name. AJ? It was Logan Paul versus Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio. That was the only one.
That was okay.
Exactly. Yeah, was, exactly.
Be honest, I remember that one. I ain't gonna lie.
It was okay.
Do you see my point, though?
Yeah. I thought it was funny when he was in LA, LA Knight was in his pool. I thought that was a decent feud.
I liked it that
one. I thought his feud with LA Knight was pretty good.
Okay. But, you guys are the only ones.
But, I mean, to prove what you said, there was not a match where I'm like, okay, I'm happy to see Jake Paul, but at the same time, I like him as a wrestler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Jay deserves so much more, though.
I agree.
He deserves so much more.
I think, unfortunately, his title run is going to be overshadowed by a turn.
Jimmy.
Big Jim?
Jim or Sammy. I think it's going to be overshadowed by one of them turning.
I already know who it's going to be.
I'll say this. I probably would want to see him beat Gunther a second time. Mm-hmm. Maybe this reign lasted probably the end of July.
Remember, I told y'all that I thought Jimmy was going to be the reason he didn't win the title to begin with.
I think we're missing something.
What's up?
I don't think Seth's going to win the title.
Oh, why you say that?
I think Sammy's going to help them win, but it's not going to be at Money in the Bank. Mm. I think Braun's going to beat Jay at SummerSlam.
Ooh, there we go. I like that. I'm for it.
But Sammy is going to turn on Jay at Money in the Bank for Seth, but he's still going to lose. But I think Braun wins the title.
See, so this is the part that sucks about me. I'm right here thinking like, okay, that's cool. But what's going to happen afterwards? Mm-hmm. That's the whole thing I think we've been trying to get lately is what's going to happen after this?
Braun's going to go back to wearing cowboy boots and cowboy hats with the title?
I'm not watching. I'll just watch on YouTube.
Yeah, I'll pass on that.
Man,
there's still a lot going. And I know we're running out of time, but we got a lot of big stuff coming up, and we got a lot more to talk about. We got some big guests coming up too. We got a wrestler I know we're gonna be having on next couple of weeks. I'm not gonna give a name out, but they are coming on. They were just recently, unfortunately, released by WWE. Mm. And they will be a guest on the pod, so we
tell
can
them
say
what
that.
They name it. No, just playing. No.
Hey, next week, though, we do have a few guests in studio.
Okay,
some boys representing the Midwest Wrestling Combat. We are going to have the Flowing Samoan.
Let's go,
Anthony Toa Tele.
Let's go.
We are going to have the History Maker, Eric Surge.
Okay,
and we're going to have one of my favorites.
Okay, who's this?
That man is the sauciest of them all.
Oh my god,
Josh Morris.
Yeah.
Crickets, huh?
Yeah.
And that man has got so much swag.
All of a sudden busy next week.
Oh, my God.
Wow, voice.
I got some more news, but I'll wait till after podcast talk to you guys about it, so. But,
I got some DC type stuff right there.
It's nothing crazy, right? Okay.
You ain't gonna give us free Pacers tickets, are you?
No, like, I'm definitely not doing that.
All right, y'all got jokes.
No, but definitely appreciate y'all listening, man. Definitely make sure to listen to us on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Well, X.
X gonna give it to you.
I keep on saying we're going to start going more streaming route. Yep. But not right now, man. We got a lot of stuff. We building a lot. We doing a lot. So we need another camera today.
Check out the footage, too. Fuller Vision got a lot of yep. footage for yep. Midwest Wrestling Combat Show in Fort Wayne at the Fort Wrestling Facility. Follow on all social media platforms, WrestleHolics. You'll get to see the video. Great footage and a great recap and a reason for you to check out the next show in Troy, Ohio.
No, I definitely appreciate it. All right, y'all. So this is the Wrestle Hogs Podcast. I'm Drew.
Manny T.
DC Hendrix.
Get back with y'all.